Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, against whom the glowing kryptonite has at the moment won victory for his bitterest enemy, the Scarlet Widow. What will she do next? We'll know in a moment, but right now let's join Dan McCullough.
Say, Dan, the number 157 has a special meaning for you. Yes, sir. It's the box number where you send for your modern sundial wristwatch, the one Kellogg's Pep is putting out. And you'll want to send for your watch this very day, because it's a swell way to tell time by the sun when you're hiking or camping or right in the city. Let me tell you what this sundial wristwatch looks like. The dial is made of real shiny aluminum, about as big around as a regular wristwatch. And there's a smart-looking strap to hold it flat to your wrist. And now let me tell you how you get your sundial wristwatch. Just remind Mother to get you a couple of packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Tear off two box tops. Be sure you get the ones marked top, and send them in, along with 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed. Send them to Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got it? That's Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. And don't put it off, gang. Send in today. Get your sundial wristwatch from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman. As we know, the Scarlet Widow was in possession of a piece of the shattered planet Krypton, which robs Superman of all his strength when he comes within 10 feet of it. Assembling Superman's four deadliest enemies, the Vulture, Papa Roush, Der Teufel, and the Laffer, the Widow set a trap for Superman by hiding tiny particles of the kryptonite about her apartment. The Man of Steel saw the trap, but pitted himself against it in a desperate attempt to capture the kryptonite and the four master criminals. Failing, Superman lost consciousness, and the Widow was about to sell each of the conspirators a quarter of the kryptonite when Der Teufel drew a gun and escaped with his share. Enraged, the Widow sent the others in pursuit of Teufel. And as we continue now, her gaunt, ugly face contorted in fury, the Scarlet Widow glares down at the unconscious figure of Superman. Listen.
Blimey, Widow. Before I get the creeps, see Superman lying there. We better up it before he wakes up.
The particles of kryptonite in the flower pots will keep him unconscious, Sniggers. Oh, what a fool I was, letting Teufel cheat me out of $1,000,000.
Hey, the dirty blighter. We got 3 ounces of the blooming kryptonite left, though. And the Vulture and Pepper Roush and the Laffer will give us $1,000,000 apiece for
them. That's only $3,000,000. My price was $4,000,000.
Now, listen to me, Widow. Take what we can, I said, and let's get away from here fast before this Superman bloke wakes up.
He won't wake up. He'll never wake up.
Now, what do you mean by that, now? The blooming kryptonite knocks him out, it does, but he ain't dead. You can see him breathing. He might wake up any minute and... Wait, you hear that?
Oh.
It's Superman, he's coming too. Hey, I warned you, Widow.
Shut up, you fool. Get the 3 big pieces of kryptonite out of the lead box. Hurry.
No, we better skip out.
Well, you do as I say. Superman knows us. If he lives, we'll never be safe wherever we go. We've got to finish him now.
How are we going to do that? I don't like it. We ought to up it.
Kryptonite, Snickers, hurry.
I am, Widow.
I remember. You will.
Oh, you fool. What did you do?
My foot. Yes. I caught it in the box. In that board I did.
Snickers, you're trifle enough.
Get out of the way, you clumsy.
Where are they?
I'll get the kryptonite.
Superman, he's got that.
There we are. You're too late, Widow.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
Now, the box is open.
Oh, good, Widow. Good.
No, you don't. No. Stop it.
Look at Widow. Running like a drunk again.
Stop it. No.
Look. Like a blooming lodge is. No, my heart near stopped beating when I seen him come for us. Come on, Widow. We'd better get out of here.
Not yet. Put the 3 pieces of kryptonite down here.
What for? I tell you...
You shut your stupid mouth and do as I say. You almost spoiled things for us once. Mustn't happen again. Get the kryptonite.
Well, I can't understand you, Widow. This is our chance to get away.
I told you before. He'll pursue us wherever we go. We've got to destroy him now, forever.
How do you expect to do that?
We'll put 1 piece of kryptonite close to his head. The other 2 next to his body, near his heart.
Oh.
That ought to finish him.
Say now, it ought to at that. Well, wait though, Widow. If Superman's dead, the Vulture and Pepper Roush and the Laffer won't buy the kryptonite from
him. They're not going to know he's dead, you fool. Put the pieces on the floor.
They won't, you know. No, you say? How won't they?
Leave that to me. Now.
Put
your gloves on. Hurry.
Righto.
Then place the pieces the way I show you.
All right.
Put one piece here, next to his head. That's it. Now one piece next to his heart. Here. That's fine. Yeah. The third piece on the other side of his head.
Right.
There. Yeah. That should take care of Mr. Superman.
You're a clever one, Wither. How long do you suppose it'll take?
Not too long. Only I had Teufel here to deal with at the same time.
Oh, hey, the telephone. Who's that
maybe
now?
Maybe it's for Teufel. I'll answer it. Hello? Yes, Vultures. Did you?
The Vulture, did he get in?
Quiet, Snickers. Go on, Vulture. You said... Yes?
What?
Yes? He did, eh? Sure, he might have. Right. Right, at once. Yes. Yes, it's Gertie's. Goodbye. Now, let's see.
What's that with it?
The Vulture says they traced Teufel to a drugstore, but he got away. The druggist treated Teufel's hand for a burn.
He must have burned himself with the kryptonite.
Oh, he burned his hand off. The druggist said he made a phone call, too. The Vulture thinks Teufel might have called the police and tipped them off as to where Superman is.
Who?
So that we'd be arrested and Teufel could get away. Give me a hand with this cedar chest, Snickers.
What for? We've got to get out of here before the Bobby shows up.
Leave Superman while he's still alive? But help me pull this chest over to him.
Are you daffy, Widow? We can't bother with Superman now.
We must. We can't leave him here alive. Don't just stand there, you fool. Help me.
No, but if the Bobby catches us, we get the chair.
They won't catch us. I hope. There, that's far enough. Now, open the chest.
All right.
Move, Snickers.
Oh, God.
All right. Help me get Superman in there. I'll take him under the shoulders. You take his leg.
Oh, I don't like it, I tell you. The bobbies are...
Will you forget the bobbies? Come on. Lift.
Oh, he is. Are we going to get him out of here? The police will be along any minute.
We'll be warned in plenty of time if they come. Chuck and Renee are on the lookout downstairs. There. That does it. Just double up his leg so his head will be lower.
All right.
There. The lid of the chest should close now. Wait a minute.
What?
Get the chisel and shave a corner off one of the pieces of kryptonite.
Well, what for?
Will you stop asking questions and do as you're told?
Oh, what?
So Superman won't be lonesome, of course.
Oh, I never seen such a woman as you, Wither. We're in danger, we are, and you're making jokes.
It is far from a joke, Snickers. We're going to take Superman for a ride.
A ride?
Yes. A one-way ride.
Oh.
And to make sure that even he can't come back from it, we're going to send a piece of kryptonite along with him. Now, hurry, Snickers. Chop a piece off.
Righto.
I'll get Turk up here with the elevator.
Hurrying into the foyer, the Scarlet Widow presses the button to summon her private elevator. We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. But first, let's stand by for a friendly tip.
You know, all the gang is so excited with the idea of having a real modern sundial wristwatch that, well, there's a great demand for Kellogg's Pep at the breakfast table, believe me. Of course, all the gang likes that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal because it is super delicious. But boys and girls are making a beeline for those Pep box tops so that they can send in for their sundial wristwatch. And is it a honey? A real shiny aluminum dial, about as big around as a regular wristwatch, held flat to your wrist by a regular strap. You can wear it when you go hiking or to club meetings so that you can tell time by the sun. All you do is to lift the pointer and aim it due north. The sun's rays will make the shadow of the pointer fall on the dial to show you the hour of the day. Isn't that easy? And it's just as easy to get one of these sundial wristwatches. Here's what you do. Ask Mom to get you a couple of packages of Kellogg's Pep. Tear off two box tops. Be sure you get the ones marked top and send them along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that address? It's Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, don't put it off because there's a time limit on this offer. Send in your order today for a modern, streamlined sundial wristwatch. You get it for only 10 cents and two box tops from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Loading the cedar chest containing the unconscious Superman into a station wagon, The Scarlet Widow, Sniggers, and two brawny henchmen, Turk and Rene, drove through the dark streets of Metropolis to a small cove on the seacoast where a motorboat was moored. Now, as a damp, swirling fog shrouds the moon and stars, Turk steers the motorcraft out to sea. In the middle of the boat sits the widow, her small, bright eyes shining. The shivering little Sniggers sits beside her. And behind them, rocking with the motion of the boat, is the cedar chest.
How far out are we, Turk?
About 2 miles.
That ought to be far enough. Stop the boat.
Okay.
Well, I hope there's now all the police out here.
If there are, they can't see us in this fog. Give Turk a hand with the chest, Sniggers.
Oh, Lord.
Ready, Turk?
Sure. This job won't be hard. Who's the guy we're feeding to the fish?
None of your business. Help him, Sniggers.
Right, Al. We ought to put more rocks in the chest with her. Oh, that there cedar wood is like cork, it is.
I want to get this job over with. The chest will stay down long enough for our purposes.
I sure hope so. I wouldn't like this bloke coming back from no watery grave after me.
Don't worry, he won't. Put your ear to the chest. Can you hear the kryptonite?
Why, is it? Sounds like a blooming hive of bees, it does.
Good. That and the sea will take care of our friend for keeps. All right, boys. Heave him over.
Grab hold there, Sniggers.
Roger.
Easy, does it? Just get her up a bit higher. Watch it, you sap. You're almost tempted.
You clumsy fool, Sniggers.
Look, I'm a little jittery. I am remembering who's in this box.
Never mind that. Get rid of him.
There now. That's better. Hold it. Okay, let her go.
Ah. There he goes.
Toodaloo, Mr. S. That's the last of you, it is.
As the Scarlet Widow looks on, the cedar chest containing the unconscious Superman, with a piece of the deadly kryptonite at his side, falls into the fog-swept sea, rocks for a moment, and then sinks slowly beneath the waves. A moment more as the Scarlet Widow and Sniggers watch eagerly, and it is lost to view in the dark depths. Is Superman gone forever? Have his enemies triumphed at last over the Man of Steel and the truth and justice for which he fought and lived? Fellows and girls, don't miss tomorrow's dramatic episode. Every moment of it is exciting. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, I'm going to let you in on a way to make Mom feel mighty good. Next time she gives you Kellogg's Raisin 40% Bran Flakes for breakfast, tell her how much you like this grand combination of fruit and cereal. Tell her those crisper, toasty, fresh flakes team up swell with the honey delicious raisins. You can even help her save precious sugar because the sun-drenched raisins add their own natural sweetening. Mom likes you to get the double feature nutrition in Kellogg's Raisin 40% Bran Flakes, too. Eat a big bowlful tomorrow. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.